We see technology advancing at a more rapid rate than ever, but is it always an advantage? Long gone are the days when you sat at a desk in front of a hulking mountain of electronics just to go online. Today, that can be done really no matter where you are. One of the consequences of that easy access has been an addiction by people to things like social media, especially among teens. We've seen in recent studies how this has led to things like cyberbullying, poor self-image, more than that. My next guest looked at all this and realize, you know what, teens have more important things to do with their lives and the potential to accomplish them. Being a teen himself, he can speak from experience. And that's why he, along with others with him, founded a positive online outlet to respond to some of the things I just referred and laid out for you. Here to explain what More Than Likes is all about is their CEO and founder, Alex Ranciato. How are you today, Alex?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for really showing that not every teen just wants to sit and gaze at their smartphone and become stupid because, as you point out, and by the way, the website is the obvious, morethanlikes.org, that people have potential and there are tools that maybe aren't always used for achieving that potential, but sounds like this is what your organization is looking to do, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I founded More Than Likes on the premise that, after I experienced cyberbullying firsthand, it really kind of destroyed my life. And I thought, hey, if this is happening to me, it's definitely happening to the millions of other kids out there, even a fraction of them. So I started More Than Likes, not only for me, but for them. And we really focus on disconnecting kids from technology and putting their efforts into meaningful community service activities.
You look at some recent studies, too, I mentioned about as far as what social media can do as far as impact of things like body image. This is a 2018 Pew Research Center of 750 13 to 17-year-olds. 45% online almost constantly, 97% of them use social media like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. And when you look at the harm that can happen, I mean, Alex just mentioned about cyberbullying, but 21% of teens felt down about themselves after just looking at pictures that they see on social media. More than half of those teens reported that the feeling was related to their bodies because, Alex, as you probably find out with your peers too, a lot of social media provides, or provokes maybe is a better word, unfair comparisons that, you know, the real world can never measure up to. So what is it that you're looking to accomplish more specifically with More Than Likes? What's some of the work that you're looking to achieve here?
So, holistically looking at my organization, we really are striving to connect teens to community service activities and to show how our generation is more than a like being on social media. We're striving to show how teens can disconnect and subsequently stop cyberbullying and instead promote change and initiate change in their community. And so far we have annual toy drive. We've done a lot of work with breast cancer, and we're planning on doing a beach cleanup in Connecticut.
This sounds too, you know, as Alex just referred to, he's based in Connecticut, and this is one of the advantages of the web. You can easily, I guess we'd call it, franchise this idea out. Are you looking ahead and seeing maybe chapters in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, California? I mean, there really are no limits to what you can do with this.
You're exactly right. And so far we are looking at trying to open up chapters in all the New England states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, even Maine. And we're trying to then take this nationwide.
Alex Ranciato, who is the founder and CEO of More Than Likes, morethanlikes.org, is the location on the web where you can learn more about the work they do and actually get involved, too, by supporting them. You'll find that on the site as well, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. What's been some of the response you've gotten from, has there been a big difference in the response from parents versus other teens? Have you seen a lot more unity and maybe teens having long looked for opportunities like this, they just never knew something like this was going to come up, and now they found it?
I think you're exactly right with that. I think a lot of teens want to do something and want to do good. Just it's kind of hard to find that out. And I mean, you would think it's quite easy to just look up, hey, what can I do to get involved? But there's a bunch of hurdles to get through in regards to that. We tried to make this simpler in the fact that they can contact us on our website. They can say, hey, I want to get involved. What can I do? And we'll shoot them an email back saying, hey, these are events coming up. Please come out. We'd love to see you. So really, we've had a similar response from parents as well. Parents have been thanking us. Hey, my teen really wanted to get involved. You made it so easy. Thank you so much. So it's really, I think, we've had really good response from both parents and teens.
Now, let's flip that around. We're talking about the people looking to help causes and organizations. How are you connecting with the organizations and causes and saying, hey, we've got a whole team here that can do things for you and do a lot of positive for you?
Well, I can give you an example of what we recently did. So we have a really good connection with another nonprofit called Seymour Pink, which deals with breast cancer. And we partner with them to provide them volunteers for various activities they're promoting, in which the volunteers are able to get involved directly in their community, while Seymour Pink benefits because they have more volunteers so they can do bigger events and really just kind of expand even more, especially with us.
Looking at some more stats here about internet addiction, I guess we would call this, a study from 2019 of more than 6,500 12 to 15-year-olds in the U.S. found that those who spent more than 3 hours a day on social media create a heightened risk for mental health problems, everything from lack of sleep, which winds up impacting education, to, again, negative thoughts about their own health, well-being, and even value. So with that in mind, too, Alex, there are a lot of kids, I think this could be therapeutic, too, because I think when they get involved with More Than Likes and these organizations that you're connecting with, those teens who think they don't matter can quickly learn about, yeah, I can matter.
You're exactly right. Again, yes. Yeah, so really what I've seen personally during More Than Likes is a lot of teens come out. Some of them have really low self-esteem because they've experienced cyberbullying firsthand, so they're really not in the best place. But we take them in, and after maybe one or two events, you could see a drastic change in their mood and their attitude because I believe they realize, hey, I'm more than those hurtful comments people have said to me online. I'm more than a like. And they've kind of disconnected themselves from technology and said, hey, I'm a human being, I'm worthy, I'm unique, and definitely, so yeah.
Or you can, again, turning things around, instead of reacting to things people that these teens are seeing online, they could be something online that people will react to in a positive way and say, yeah, I want in on what that guy, that young woman is doing, because they are indeed of value, they are indeed making a difference. And when you go to morethanlikes.org, organization Alex and his friends and cohorts have started up, you are going to find out, too, as a parent, and you have a teen that's not a challenge, I guess we can say, because of their online activity and some of the negative things that have happened, you can find that there is an outlet that they can see themselves as a person of value. And for you as a teen, if you're listening, that's, you know what, you have options. You don't have to sit there and take it. You can stand up and show those who are against you that they are on the losing side of the equation. Find out more about More Than Likes at morethanlikes.org. We've been joined by their founder and CEO, Alex Ranciato. Alex, you're making a difference in so many ways, and to do this with just one activity, I can only imagine over time what this is going to grow to. So congratulations on the spectacular start you've had, the foundation you're quickly cultivating. And as they say, a future without limits is something to strive for, and looks like something you're going to be achieving that sooner versus later. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on. And I just want to reiterate one last thing. Please, if anyone is experiencing any trouble on social media and wants any sort of help, More Than Likes is also happy to talk, reach out, and connect with other specialists. So thank you.